when he is surrounded by his friends and there is nothing to trouble him. Eon is confident that Socrates, who would never think him mad if he could only hear his embellishments of Homer. Socrates asks whether he can speak well about everything in Homer. Yes, indeed he can. What about things of which he has no knowledge? Eon answers that he can interpret anything in Homer, but rejoins Socrates when Homer speaks of the arts, as for example, of chariot driving, or of medicine, or of prophecy, or of navigation. Will he, or will the charioteer, or physician, or prophet, or pilot, be the better judge? Eon is compelled to admit that every man will judge of his own particular art better than the rhapsody. He still maintains, however, that he understands the art of the general as well as anyone. Then why in the city of Athens, in which men of merit are always being sought after, is he not at once appointed a general? Eon replies that he is a foreigner, and that the Athenians and Spartans will not appoint a foreigner to be their general. No, that is not the real reason. There are many examples to the contrary. But Eon has long been playing tricks with the argument. Like Proteus, he transforms himself into a variety of